Listening 14. Listen to a passage on Jane Goodall and complete with the right information. Until 1960, scientists knew very little about chimpanzees. Jane Goodall didn't know either. 26 years of age and no degree, but a great love for animals. She was not a typical young woman of her time. She wanted to live in Africa, as she felt that she belonged to that land. Her chance arrived in 1957. Archaeologist and paleontologist Louis Leakey was looking for an assistant on his expedition to Gombe National Park, Tanzania, to observe the behaviour of a group of savage chimpanzees to get new information on human evolution. After a 3-year preparation, she finally left for Africa with her mother, as the English authorities didn't want her to leave alone. In Tanzania, however, she decided to observe chimpanzees, breaking all kinds of regulations, simply choosing to follow her instinct to try establish an effective relationship with them. It took her 5 months to be accepted by the chimpanzees. 5 months of sacrifice, of insects, rains, hunger, silence, but also of diary pages full of data and notes. She became famous thanks to David Greybeard, a chimpanzee who used a branch to collect white ants from the ground, thus showing that man is not the only being to use tools to carry out certain operations. After years of research, she graduated from Cambridge. She showed that there are also other similarities between chimpanzees and men. They can use reason and solve easy problems. They have a self-conscience. They can recognize themselves in the mirror and even have a sense of humor. Their DNA is different from human DNA only by 1%. In 1986, she decided to leave the research in the field, but she's always continued her pacifist battle in the defense of animals.